73.
Welcome back to another edition of The Business with Beauty and Bigotes. How you doing, Bigotes?
Yep.
We are here at Club Enigma in Wichita, Kansas, downtown. And we are sitting here with Mr. Caretaker.
How y'all doing?
Doing great. How you doing? I'm sweating over there a little bit. You working hard or hardly working?
Every first Friday we do this EDM show, so it's a lot of setup and tear down. So yeah, a lot of running around.
This is a pretty cool spot.
Yeah.
I like it. I like the feng shui.
It's awful green.
Yeah, I like to, it doesn't go over. It's real simple. Like, not overdoing it with the lights, the sound, you know, the dark coloring. The furniture is what really sets it off. So.
Yeah.
I like it. I like the lighting, too, the light.
It's more loungy than more, like, in your face, you know.
Yeah.
Right, right.
So, tell us what First Friday is all about.
First Friday is all about bass music. There's a lot of top 40 in hip-hop clubs in Wichita. Not a lot of EDM things. A lot of people tried and failed. We've been going strong with the EDM thing now. This will be my 7th year.
Wow, so. That's awesome. I had no idea what EDM music was until Joaquin made us sit down and listen to it. Like, remember when we take our road trips and he would, like, play this on the radio in our car?
Techno?
And it was techno.
Like, no, it's not techno. Yeah, he didn't even know what techno was. I had to explain it to him. I was like, remember Jersey Shore? And he was like, no!
Fist pumping music, I said, right?
But the way EDM breaks down, I think I like it way better.
Well, for me, I'm an older millennial, so, like, when it hit me, I was, like, 8th grade, and it was, like, Alice DJ, like, that trance, you know, like, and I was just, like, and from then on out, I was just, but I like all music, but EDM is definitely my favorite.
That's good. That's cool. So, how many DJs are going to be here performing tomorrow?
We got Mass, Vix, and it's usually 3 with the current COVID restrictions. Usually, when we were allowed to go full capacity and regular times, we do 4 to 5 DJs. We're even known to do 9 DJs when we do the silent discos. So, but this time it's just 3 with the current restrictions.
Okay.
So it'll be Mass, Vix, and then myself.
So how long have you been DJing here in Wichita?
7 years.
And you're from Wichita?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Okay. 7 years?
Yeah.
Tell us about the DJ world.
It's very cutthroat. Especially, I come from the rave scene. I started out in basements and parties, house parties, and then doing raves. I built my reputation there, and then I became a club DJ probably about 5 years ago, and I just slowly incorporate a lot more bass music with my sets, and it certainly draws the crowd. There's people out there that want it, you know, so if you play it, they come. So,
This the only club that you do actively DJ for?
No, I'm full-time resident at XY. I've been at XY now. This will be the start of my 4th year. I started doing Saturdays there. I haven't missed a Saturday in 4 years.
I've never been actually to the XY. I have to go check it out. When are you there at XY?
I'm there every Saturday and Wednesday with the current COVID restrictions, but without the restrictions, I'm there 4 days a week.
Wow. That's quite a cutback.
Yeah, it is. It's been hard, man. But, you know, with the quarantine and everything, I had a lot of time. I secretly needed a reset.
Yeah.
You know, I needed a break. Like I said, I haven't missed a day. I was doing 5-6 days a week, multiple gigs during the day, clubs at night.
Good
I
would even Lord.
Do. Yeah. That's busy. It's yeah. Halloween, it's good money, but it's the worst time. It's so busy. Like 3 or 4 gigs a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good money though.
I can't say no. Yeah. I'm like, no, and I'm always put my family first, and I'm like, I need that money. I can't.
The problem is every time you say no, that's the last time they ask.
Exactly. Yep.
So it's like,
every time I say yes, I always get another job from that gig.
That's good. That's
always.
Good. That's good.
That's good.
Because I know there's a lot of competition.
It seems to be a real competitive scene out here with
there's
DJs.
There's a lot of DJs in there.
Well, they try to keep it humble. There's actually several. There's 3 groups. There's your top 40s, your hip hops, your old schools, and then you got your EDM guys, the new cats coming out. They actually did a DJ Carbon, who I respect. He did I think it was like right before COVID in January, we did a ICT battle. I took 2nd place. MD was 1st place. It was a great turnout, you know, and they're not really about the competitions because, you know, they're real humble guys. And
yeah.
I respect that. And I feel there's not a lot of that left. A lot of people are just all like, here I am.
There's a lot of
pick
money.
Me,
there's
me.
A lot of money people out there that's like, hey, I'm just in it for the money. I don't really care. Like, they don't care about their style or their craft or their music. They're just, they show up, they do a gig, give me some money. That's all they want. And, you know.
Those are called commercial DJs.
Well, what's the point of owning a Lamborghini if you're never going to put gas in it?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Well, a lot of people come in here, but they don't back it up. They don't.
I'm sorry to say, Moss keeps us up every week. Okay,
right.
He keeps us up, you know, throughout the week,
right,
working on stuff.
Yeah.
He gets material, and he's always constantly growing and doing, and he's hungry. Mm-hmm. He's hungry for that.
He's a humble dude.
Oh no, those are two things I am, and I told him as long as you stick to those two things. I watch him grow. I follow his videos and everything he does, from his beatboxing, DJing, everything that kid does. He does it. He always tells me I'm a huge fan of you, but really I'm a fan of him. He's really doing the thing.
Yeah, he has said that the whole time.
Right.
He always takes your advice. Well,
let him know that. If you can edit that part out. You know.
Right. Yeah, no.
I don't want him to get too big of a head so young.
No,
you know?
But see, I see it with him, but then I see these other DJs that show up with a flash drive.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for the night. They're going to be drinking all dang night, and
they step away from the booth.
They're never at the booth.
It's I like to show up early, listen to everybody play. That's how I know where to put people, where they're good at. A lot of those other guys, they're making $1,500 a night, show up with a flash drive, and show up 5 minutes before the set, you know, and then afterwards be a douche to the bartender, and you know, it's been like that. But you get a lot more. I like the local scene. There's a lot of tight. You know, you have more people coming out to see the locals than you do some headliner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
that's for sure.
I've seen people leave when the headliner hit the stage just because their friend was done and they brought out the whole crowd. Yeah. So,
you know, I've watched a lot of groups here in Wichita, and they, you know, people show up for their people and they don't stay for other people. And I've seen that a lot, you know, and I'm. If you have a good DJ and the DJ's doing what you want, then you're going to stay, regardless of whether or not your people are done. You're going to want to stay and hang out and do something if it's got good music.
Well, I know I'm doing something right, because probably about 95% of the time, I always spot somebody either I respect or a DJ that is watching me. They don't think I see him, but I see him out there. So, you know you're doing something right. Even the people that don't like me still come and see me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, you know.
Yeah.
Gotta hate on somebody.
I mean,
it's fine.
Gotta hate.
Quarantine gave us a lot of time, so I mean, might as well hate, right?
No. Right.
When I tell Joaquin, if I don't hear
it's like, I've been watching every one of your videos in the last 72 days.
You need to put more videos up.
Right.
Yeah, no.
Well, I wanted to know, like, what is your system, like, with the music?
I am a human Spotify, and I say that my mission, assign me to a dance floor, and I play a song, and I pull this crowd out. Now, how can I keep these people happy and go to this crowd? You know, and it's about all spiderweb. It's the same thing with Spotify. You hit one artist. Here's some other artists you might like that are similar.
Mm-hmm.
I do the same thing in my mind. I've always listened to music since I can talk. I used to make little cassette tapes, and I would do the editing in between. I would do commercials and pretend I was a radio disc jockey, and I'd make edit tapes. I didn't own a TV till I was 30. Music my whole life. I would mow lawns, chores. I would either get a band shirt, but I'd never get a band shirt without a new CD. And I always got new CDs. And I was actually the first kid to pioneer Napster when it came out. That's my real age. Now it's showing.
Oh, man.
So I was making CDs. I was making CDs for my friends. Yeah. Napster, LimeWire. I was based off their personality. They literally would give me.
You could still only get like
eight
songs.
And I'd make them a whole thing. And they'd love every track.
When you could only get eight songs on the CD.
Mm-hmm.
It's just reading people.
Yeah.
You know, if I see you move to one beat, I know you're going to move to the next. And I just keep.
Right.
And that's how I pull you on one by one.
I think that's one of the trades that he's learned a little bit, because at first it was like, no. I'm just playing my music and that's it. And if they don't like it, they can. I'm like, well, you're never going to get a gig because they're not going to want to listen to that.
I have a rule. Two for you, one for me. Two for you, one for me. And no matter what, they stay. And you can get fancy with it. You know, with all the advancements in technology, you can strip a song that is popular from the 90s, use the acapella on a more futuristic EDM beat. And what I do at XY when I first started was I would do the acapella with that EDM. I did that for 3 weeks, and on that fourth week, I take away that acapella. Now it's just a beat. Now that's all they want.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
I'm feeding them without them even knowing it. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
The
brainwash.
Master of music brainwash. Yeah. So tell me, what is the best thing that's ever happened to you being a DJ?
Being a DJ? Oh, man. So there's a lot. Like there's a lot I've done. I've accomplished. I can't even know where to start.
So you're a blessed DJ is what you're saying.
Give me one bad experience then.
One bad experience? Mm-hmm. I haven't had one. I've always been on. I'm always show up early, as you can tell.
Throwing up on your turn.
My show is tomorrow. I'm here on Thursday. I always show up early. I don't drink. I don't party. I'm sober, leather-headed. I'm very professional. If I have multiple gigs, I'm always on time. I have multiple sets of gear. I leave at those gigs. So I can just show up and do my thing. Like I just love doing what I do. I think the best thing about being able to take care of my family with the money I make off of a dream, a passion that I still. And able to do that, that's my favorite part of DJing, is that I can put food on the table and still do what I love.
You like your job.
I love my job.
A lot of us don't have that.
I probably won't retire until I'm 50.
That's okay. And I'm still going to come up.
I'm still waiting to get paid for fishing. It hasn't happened yet. Hey, everybody, I'm trying to get paid.
Who wants to sponsor Bigotas out there on his fishing boat dream?
It doesn't
have to be a big boat. It could be a paddle boat.
Right.
He'll take it.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna be a big one.
Right. Just something to get me out. Something to get me out in the middle of the pond, you know?
Start out with the little fish.
Yeah.
To get to the big one.
Oh,
right?
I want the big fish. I don't care. I'm going for gold.
So where did you first start DJing here in Wichita?
You know, I owe a lot to my brother, JB. He runs DCE. And Will Kinetic, who runs Nocturnal by Nature. Those two definitely gave me my opportunities. And it wasn't the best. I sucked. I did. I was terrible. I only played EDM. I only played the worst dubstep you can think of. But I brought people. I had a bit, you know, and that's the thing I say I'm against now is like, just because you bring people, you know, do you have any skills? Can you back it up? Because now I know what it's like to book somebody and they sound terrible. They're redlining speakers. That was me. I did all that.
Yeah.
But I brought people.
Right.
And then, but I got better because my friends actually were honest with me and gave me constructive. They didn't tell me you did good. You know, I didn't get a participation trophy the whole time. People told me when I sucked and I changed and I got better. And I actually put myself, I was homeless. Like I was couch surfing and I practiced 12 to 16 hours a day and everybody that let me stay with them believed in me. And here I am.
Awesome.
And if it wasn't for my friends, I wouldn't have succeeded at all. So
that's appreciation for and a passion for what you do.
And I will always give back to them. And I'll make that always they still high five me to this day. You think they get tired of seeing me at XY 4 or 5 days a week, but every Saturday they're coming up, they're high fiving me, they're thanking me for the energy, from the break. You know, people go out, you know, especially with everything going on, everybody needs a break.
Yeah.
You know, right. Even if there is restrictions in place, you know.
So tell us who your favorite musical artist is.
Korn. Okay, here's the trick. If it wasn't for Korn, I wouldn't have discovered EDM music, and I wouldn't be a DJ, because Jonathan Davis is my favorite, and he became a DJ, and he put out an album with Skrillex, Kill the Noise, Datsik. I would have never have bought that album, because I'm a Korn fan, and I when I bought that album, I listened to it, and I said to myself, this album is going to win a Grammy. 6 months later, it did. And that's still my favorite album to this day, because that album changed my life. I would not have discovered Skrillex, Bass Nectar, you know, just to name a few. And like I said, Pandora and Spotify, you click one, now you got them all.
Yeah.
Right.
So
I like Skrillex.
See, I'm lost on the music scene. Don't get me wrong. I like music. I like, you know, gentle sounds in my ear holes and
stuff. Right,
but,
right.
You know, I'm not a music person. I don't know artists. I don't know songs. And the things I do know, like, you know, I like Ozzy. I know I like Ozzy. I know some Ozzy songs. I could sing them, you know. But like I'm classic rock and roll, old country, and you know, I like some rhythm and blues. I don't like R&B.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah.
I got you.
So
you could probably mix that.
I seen Black Sabbath in concert when I was 9 years old.
See, that's awesome.
Yeah, no, that's amazing.
I got to see. I went to a concert where I went to see Godsmack open for Black Label Society.
Okay.
Ozzy Osbourne was there promoting Ozfest. He went up on stage, did a 5-song set with Godsmack's band.
That's amazing.
He just went up there and started singing a cappella, testing the mic. He went out there to the mic test. And he ended up into a 5-song set. We got to watch the full set of Godsmack. Black Label Society came up and we bought $20 lawn seats for Ozfest the next day. It was like, what?
I ran his hose for his oxygen tank. for Ozzy Osbourne. Before I was a DJ, I was a stagehand. I worked for Local 190 through Wichita, so I did all the wrestling shows, all the music concerts. Like, you know, I got to barbecue with Toby and Keith, the country singers. I got to, what was it? I got to walk Sir Elton John to his limo with security.
Wow.
That's when I quit. I quit that night. I was like, that's the icing on the cake. Like, I'm going to go find a new job. Like,
right.
I got to be on stage with Billy and Joel and Elton John at the same time. And, like, just seeing all that and living, like, I just love music, man. Anything music.
So is there anything, like, do you have any hobbies?
Music.
Yeah.
Counting beats in my head.
Like, do you play an instrument?
I learn really quick. I really do. No, yeah. I make music. I make beats. I make lo-fi, hip-hop, which is something you probably wouldn't think.
No,
but.
Yeah.
What? I liked it. Well, because in a world full of chaos, everybody needs structure, and that's the only thing that can ease the mind when
I like that.
I like lo-fi hip-hop.
I like it anyway. It's very relaxing.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It's my favorite.
That's dope.
I like some old blues, jazz, and some scat, you know.
Yeah, you can't. No, and that's what kind of, like, the lo-fi stuff I love is, like, the guitar solos with the... No, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my stuff.
Okay, so tomorrow is the first Friday here with Caretaker and some other guest DJs at Club Enigma. What time is it starting?
We're starting 7 o'clock with the current restrictions. Last call is 10:45.
Okay. Any admission?
$5 at the door.
Really? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yo, if you're not here on the first Friday for $5, there's something wrong with you.
I never do more than $5 because...
This place is amazing. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And we appreciate you. And we'll be seeing you tomorrow. I'll be in here recording.
Awesome.
So...
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I can't
wait.
We'll
be down here.
It'd be his first time.
Right. This is my first time, technically.
Well, I'll throw some Lamb of God in there for you.
I will say this before we end this. When I came the first time, I was impressed because you had people of all ages on that dance floor.
Oh, well, that's the secret is I play four decks at once, so I'm always three steps ahead of everybody else because... I have your top 40, I have your hip-hop, I got your classic rock, and then I got your EDM. I can go one or three ways whenever I want to. And it's all based on who comes to the floor and if I want to keep them on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can see it's very well structured. I was like, who's bombing?
And then you see them come on one by one, too. It's crazy.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Out of nowhere. Yep. It's amazing. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
We will be checking you out here tomorrow at Club Enigma. You guys, if you ain't have nothing to do tomorrow, please come down and see us. We'll be here. What do you say, Bigotes?
Yep.
Hi, peace. Hey, welcome back to The Business with Beauty and Bigotes. I am here with the infamous, the one and only, the notorious
Bigotes.
Really? I worked that whole introduction up, almost lost my breath, and you said your name. You're evil. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
It's Moss, you guys.
We're talking to Moss.
M-A-S. Most Amazing Sounds is in the building, you guys. Virtual hand clap. What you been doing? What you been up to?
I've been DJing.
So, yeah, we had an interview earlier, and we interviewed Caretaker. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your mentor, your guide. Mm-hmm. He's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
He loves music just as much as you do. Now we understand why you appreciate him and are humble. He's a humble dude, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, other than DJing, like, what else you been up to, kid?
Do art shows and making art and sleeping.
Sleeping. I heard you finished your school. You graduated with the... With the AA.
Yeah.
In what was that?
Engineering design.
How'd you like the school process?
Don't go to school, kids. Do Bitcoin when you're little. You get rich.
You can't say that.
Did he say dig Bitcoin?
Do Bitcoin when you're little.
I don't even know what Bitcoin. What is Bitcoin, bro?
That's beyond me.
Something I caught my teacher doing. That's why he's rich.
Okay. Evidently, we need to look into Bitcoin. Note to self.
I think Bitcoin lost all its stocks after Trump left office.
As soon as I find what... I don't Bitcoin. I think that's like...
Cryptocurrency.
Okay, yeah, it's like on the Cash App thing. You can put money on whatever.
You mine your Bitcoin. Stocks. You get computer software is what it was explaining to me. Mine your Bitcoins.
Oh, okay.
And then you buy certain ones and mine those, and you get money for them. And then when they get at the top of their sales, you sell them and get your money for it. And it turns into real dough, and then you put it in your bank account. And then you take that and invest it into miner stocks to make more money. And then that money comes back, which makes the big corporations up above stocks go down, which makes the rich less rich and the poor more rich. Then it kind of eliminates like what money, the value of money is. So if everything is zero, nobody's rich anymore.
So what you're telling me is you're devaluing my money.
No, you don't have
any. So my steaks are going to cost like $40 billion.
Your steaks cost $16.
They already cost $16. I get good steaks.
Okay.
There won't be any steak above that level. It'll just be the regular steak. $16.
Oh.
Okay, so everybody invests in Bitcoin, evidently. Right.
I don't know nothing about no Bitcoin.
Okay, so you finish school. So what's next? I mean, that gives you more time for your musical career, right?
Yep.
So, like, other than DJing, what have you been doing? Because I've been to a couple places with you, so tell the people what you've been up to.
I've been doing shows and beatboxing on stage, getting everybody hype.
Mm-hmm. What was your latest performance?
At Barleycorn's with Godimus from Sess Crew.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the dude with Strange Music.
Yeah.
And Strange Music is Tech N9ne's label, right?
Yep.
Dope. So what do you got coming up?
I got another show on February the 20th. But what's most recent is tomorrow at Enigma. I'm going to be there DJing live with the passion.
What time?
I will be there from 7 to 8.
Okay. And then anything else? I think you do have a show on the 13th with Nick Gibbs.
Yeah, I
do. At Barleycorn's.
I do got a lot of shows with Nick Gibbs.
I have to say that your energy level has like completely 1,000% improved, and your self-confidence as well too. Your stage presence is like really dope.
You're a good DJ.
You're a phenomenal DJ, and you're a phenomenal performer. You're a very multi-talented person. So, what's up? What's next with the beatboxing? Because, you know, that's your trade, right?
Yeah. I'm about to start coming out with songs on the loop machine after I get a new audio interface. So
you already lost me again?
That's some technical. Don't ask about technical things. It's fine. Okay. So, everybody. You all right over
COVID.
There? Stop it. So yeah, let's talk about that. How has COVID affected this? Because I know that before COVID, you were pretty booked. You were booked and busy, like for the whole summer of 2020, and it kind of died from the COVID. So, what are you doing right now to like resurrect yourself?
I think I'm gonna start putting out more music, and then here in a minute, I'm gonna start doing parties for people to come to.
COVID parties?
No.
Mask parties outside
mask
only.
Parties. Motion parties.
Okay.
Only a little bit. Only the big wigs can be invited. The important people count.
Oh, my God. The little people count, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they come to the other parties.
Okay. I don't know what those parties are, but okay.
They got food at them.
As long as it's COVID safe, that's all that matters.
Hopefully COVID is over soon.
And what about your single? Tell everybody about your single that you dropped.
Which single?
Negus.
I just remastered that one.
Tell us about that.
Well, I made it a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
While I was at this job that I didn't like. At a desk.
Okay.
And basically it's about how people devalue me. Like, they don't really know who I am. So I basically tell it to them in a song.
Mm-hmm.
And how I basically, like, out all of the people who ever said, like, I wouldn't make it or be where I am today doing what I do. That looked at me like I was ridiculous, so I told them I'm a beatboxer. I'm a professional beatboxer.
Right.
Then I'm a DJ, and they're like, oh, yeah. And then it was just, like, handshake and walk away kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't give me a chance. But the first line of it is, I'm not a part of the game. Baby, I made it.
Mm-hmm.
Which means, like, I don't invest myself in other people's drama and, how do I say this, shenanigans is a good word. I don't do shenanigans. I do my own thing because I'm on my own plane.
Right.
Nobody can even compare to me when it comes to the musical side. But my intuition, my gut helps me bring myself more intellectually forward with people who I associate myself with.
Mm-hmm.
So it just helps me stay away from the shenanigans and be humble and have my blessings come to me the way they're supposed to instead of being blocked.
And see, that's why people like you, because you're honest.
And that was deep.
Yeah, that was very deep. And you're spiritual. You're a humble dude. I always say, I mean, even though you're my kid, you know, I've always said that you're like beyond the plane. Like when you were a little, I used to say you were an old soul because you just, you know, you just acted accordingly. It was very strange for a 3-year-old, but I didn't mind. It was like walking around with a little adult, so it's all good. So explain to everyone, like, what your passion music is right now. Like, what you're doing.
Really, I just want, like, to be out of the normal, modern vibe of music. Because everything sounds the same. I want everybody to experience sound for what it is. Raw sound, modified sound, unidentified sound. Like, I want to make things that make people go, oh my gosh, what was that? You know, make them listen again, and or say things that make people think harder than usual. Like, I'm not, like some kind of guru wannabe or anything. I just want you to see a beautiful art piece of music and what it really is, more than just rap about guns or indie music about emotions or just things like that. I don't really do all that stuff.
Yeah. No, I mean, and I think that in your music, it's very different, and it's catchy, and it's pretty whippy. So I'm gonna play it, the remastered song.
You call it whippy?
Whippy.
Whippy.
Makes you wanna whip. Yeah. I don't know what they call it these days.
Nay-nay, right?
No, the nay-nay old baby.
You whip.
Whip, and then you made it. Hey, yeah, we ain't doing that. So, what is your process when you are making your little music? Tell us about your creative process.
I say a bunch. Creative process of music. Usually I just use my guitar at first, or I take melodies and play with them in my head until I get something that I really like. And even if I like it at first, it could get replaced along the way. But I start with my little melody and what my fingers will allow me to do at the time, and I just improve more and more after that. Then I just think like a normal person would expect to hear this, but I'm going to give them this instead. Like, to basically not be, I want to be unpredictable with music.
Okay.
And give some new thought of what it could be instead of what it is.
I think that you've done a pretty good job so far about being diverse as a performer and a DJ. It's cool to see you on stage, but it's something different about the experience of watching people watching you. And they don't expect your trio of talent. They don't expect it. They just think you're the DJ. Or some dude standing in the corner, and then when you do your DJ thing, you're like, okay, yeah, but check this out. And then you start beatboxing for like 30 minutes, and it's like, this dude can go for 30 minutes. It's amazing. And then you're done with that, and then you come back and you bust out with a whole track, and it's like, oh, he's a lyrical dude too? What? So people are just like, what is happening? I'm excited to see you do more things, because I'm not going to tell all your secrets on this podcast, but you and I both know all of the things that you're capable of, and that's just some of the things that you do. So you're I've heard it many times, you're a very multi-talented person. Hopefully, you know, your talent will reach out, and, you know, we're going to just manifest that you expand like you are supposed to, you know? So we'll be right back, because we're going to come back and we're going to ask Ma some personal questions. You ready for that? You got this?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to take a short break. All right.
We're back with the business with Beauty and Bigotes. Bigotes is over here chilling.
Yep.
How was your work week, Bigotes?
It was a long week.
I mean, you've been tired every day.
Yeah.
But I just want to congratulate you for, like, staying true to going to the gym with us. That's dope. I know you're super tired.
I'm working on it.
You're working on it, babe?
I am.
Trying to get that gut in them biceps, baby.
Yep. Butts and guts.
Butts and guts. Butts and guts workout, you guys.
Yeah, butts and guts workout.
So how much did you bench this week?
I don't know.
Moss had you on the... He's our weight trainer, too. He's a good trainer.
Yeah.
How much did he bench?
70.
What? Dang. How many times?
So we did the 45.
Multiple times.
Multiple times.
I do, but I'm not gonna share his business on
whatever.
Well, I did some to you.
It's confidential.
Okay. Well, we're just gonna congratulate you because you actually exercise, which you don't do. So congratulations.
Right, right.
Virtual clap for Bigotes, you guys.
Yay.
And we're back here with Moss, and we got the 5 personal questions for you. You ready? Well, they're not really personal, but they're intuitive, so people don't know these facts about you, and sometimes people need to know, okay? Are you ready?
Yep.
Are you a virgin? I'm just kidding. Don't answer that question.
I don't
want to
say nothing like that.
To throw you off there for a minute.
We don't talk about sexual activity.
You see his face like, really, Mom? I did. Okay, stop it. All right. With all the technology these days, do you have a hand in finding out that it's easier or worse? Like, or hard?
What do you mean it's easier? The technology?
Yeah. Like, compared to, like, me taking a tape deck and trying to record some music.
I feel like the tape deck would have been easier, but you just gotta tell everybody to be quiet.
You know how hard it was to stop at the certain point of the song to, like, make a mixtape? Very hard. Very hard to do that.
You were trying to make a mixtape.
It probably would have been easier for you because you're like, you know, you can do those things.
Now it's, people make everything overly complicated now. But I mean, they have some system functions where it's just like click, click, and you're done with everything. Then they have stuff that you really want to do that takes forever. All I know is I could have a degree in computer programming right now, as much as I know about computers.
Okay. What is your favorite part of being a DJ?
I think it's crowd control. Like, I can take any moment that has happened while I'm there and just turn it positive or make it hype or make people, like, I don't know, want to come in the door, like, eager to come back and listen again. My favorite part is probably the remixing. When I remix songs and I play them, mm-hmm. and it kind of just hits people different. They're like, oh my gosh, this is so different from what I expected. I heard the lyrics and I thought I knew the song, but not anymore.
I heard an EDM remix of Megan Thee Stallion Body today at work. And it started out slow. You know how she's like, body, yaddy. And it was like, body, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy. And it was, I was like, oh God, this is going to get on my nerves. And then it got to past the chorus when she says, big booty, blah, 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 in the face. And I was like, and then threw the EDM beat in it. I was like, what? This is dope. So I'm at my desk like, yeah, now I get it.
Yeah.
I have to find out with that because it's on my Spotify, but it was pretty cool. Okay. So what first got you into music?
Probably my mom. She used to play music all the time. We used to do this thing where you take this old compact computer and download music and then put it on the CDs. And then put the CD in the car.
You remember that?
We used to have this thing on the visor in the car. We had like 3 or 4 of them. One on the inside, one you couldn't even look at yourself in the mirror. There were so many CDs in there. Just a bunch of all the new songs that came out.
Yeah.
It was like worse than those old commercials like, now 22 or now 47. Like they had, you had what you actually wanted to listen to on them.
Yeah.
The hits and some.
I did.
Yep.
It's always been around music. That's because my mom always had us around music too, so.
And then?
Yeah.
Like after that, we got a record player in the house that had a ghost in it, but he liked the music that we played. And we put records in there. I had like two egg crates full of records. That's the most I ever owned. Mm-hmm. I don't own those records anymore. I don't know where they are.
Hey, there's a cool record store you can go and stop back up. You know where that is, on Douglas and the Delano district.
Yeah.
So do you sing in the shower?
All the time. I also have flatulence in the shower.
I did not believe that's what we were talking about. I think we were talking about singing, not the bass.
I mean,
put some bass in your face.
Yeah, maybe that's the bass part.
I sing in flatulence.
What is a mentor message you could give out there to somebody who was once in your position and is trying to learn the craft?
I would say, make your own book of design. Like, make your own way instead of trying to use other people's ways of DJing. That's what I've been doing. It's like, I don't really do the tutorials or anything like that, or what people would expect, or like read books on anything. I just kind of fill out my playing field and use my own talent and use my own mind on music, on remixes and things. So I say definitely make your own pathway, make your own learning experience the way that you want it to be instead of the way that somebody else did. And then also just to explore a lot of different cultures of music. Because you don't want to be stuck in one genre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's always nice to have a diversified selection of music because you can learn a lot from different artists. And you got to remember that music is also art as well, like you said earlier. That's pretty cool. If you could change one thing in the industry, what would it be?
I would take everybody's ego away.
You know, artists sometimes have big egos. Because in our minds, we think we're the best of the best.
I don't know what you're saying, because I am not an artist.
I mean, you kind of are.
No, I just got a big ego. I'm not an artist.
Oh. Well, that's okay. As long as you're not harming anybody.
I guess maybe he's talking about flatulence. Big flatulence.
Okay, ego. That's enough of the flatulence, people. My God. We can't talk about nothing unless y'all start talking about some poopy. What the heck? Okay. So what's next for you, Moss?
Probably to
more music.
Show Wichita everything that I can do, and then do it better than anybody else has done it. I don't really have an ego or anything. That's just my goal. I want to be on top. I also want to share musical artistry with my friends and the people that I came up with. I wanna make a really big production here in Kansas after this pandemic is over, to basically showcase to the rest of the world who we are and what we do. Be less about what people want or desire or think of themselves, and be more about what Wichita, Kansas has to offer.
Awesome. And that's what makes you cool. Well, we thank you very much for having this short interview with us. I just want to point out also that Moss has remastered Negus, and I'm going to be airing it here on this podcast, so check it out. Oh, tell the people where they can find you on the platform.
Find me at Most Amazing Sound with no G on Instagram. DJ Moss on Facebook. The Most Amazing Sound on Facebook. Moss Art Company on Facebook. That just goes for everything. And then on Snapchat is KingCurls1115.
All right, you guys. Make sure you stay tuned and check out all of Moss's ventures. We're going to post his information in the messages of this podcast on Facebook. So look out for the details. Tomorrow night we'll be at a couple of places actually in Wichita.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yes. We have three places to be.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So
Starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Shots.
Friday, February 5th, we will be at Mulberry Art Gallery. It will be the first black-owned art gallery here in Wichita, Kansas. They're making their mark here for Black History. I'm going to be there podcasting live and interviewing the artist and the owner. So it's going to be so dope and live. We get to check out Eddie Legacy. He is a known, awesome photographer here in Wichita, Kansas. If you haven't checked him out, you definitely need to look that guy up on Facebook. Eddie Legacy, you guys, and I'll post his information on the podcast as well. We get to hear from him tomorrow. We're also going to check out Sweet Peas, Sweet Spot over on 18th and Garland. Sounds like Popeye, spoken word artist, is having his own show. What's the name of the show again?
Yellyup.
That's right. And that is from, I believe, 7 to 9. He's got an open mic going on, too. So if you're interested in that and going to perform, if you're a poet, if you're, you know, a cappella songwriter, singer, whatever, you may want to go make an entrance there because he's having an open mic opportunity for people who would like to perform. And it's also his birthday! So shout out to Popeye. Happy birthday for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll post all that information on the Facebook post as well. And then, of course, we will be at Enigma.
First Friday.
Tomorrow. Starts at 7 p.m. Admission is $5 down there in Old Town on Mosley. We will be there in support of EDM music and DJs. And I'm just going to point this out also. They do a phenomenal job of following COVID rules. So most definitely wear your masks everywhere you go. And stay safe. Make sure you're social distancing. And we are out. That's it for tonight. Thank you for listening and tuning in to The Business with Beauty and
Bigotes.
What do you say, Bigotes?
Yep.
All right.
Have a good night, everybody.
Oh, he coming. Oh, he coming. Shh, he coming.
Yo, it's M.A.S. Headbanging.
Perfect. I'm not a part of the game, baby, I made it.
That's fast.
I'm the muscle makes it sound, I am the greatest.
No cap.
My talent is out of this world, we're out of spaces. I don't got time for the haters, I don't got the patience. My rap game really cool, hit the force with the moves. Pull up to the stage, woo! I can show you how I do. You can catch me in a dub, in a space whip, riding with the crew. I see my throne at the top, don't mind if I do. I'm just a king full of greatness, lately I'm losing my patience. All of these haters got something to say, but don't see no one with my faces. I remember I did Riverfest, they asked how the boy made it. I offered to one of your shows, you said the times were all taken. I don't snap now, but I'll take the comments that I had to flex just to be acknowledged. They like, oh God, when they get demolished, take club drinks and throw them in the garbage. I'm like Iron Man coming with the gauntlet. When I move these fingers, everybody dropping. You gon' see me now, you ain't got the option. When I'm on the stage, man, I get it popping like I am the king of the beast. They know my name in the streets. M.A.S. repping the 316, huh? Who rep it better than me? No one. I am the greatest, to say in the least. Hide the power level, keep it low key. Everybody got opinions on me, but they run and they flee when I turn to a beast. Rap game, flex. Beatbox, flex. They hating on me, depressed. I'm a beast, who want it next? Rap game, flex. Beatbox, flex. They hating on me, depressed. I'm a beast, who want it next? Whoa. Boy, you so sick, need a checkup. My flow on that infinite, it keep on going, it don't let up. Used to walk around with my head down, but now I always keep my head up. Got a thick Northside baddie with me, and she come from Zacatecas. It's MAS on all your favorite station. Everybody want collaboration. Don't got time, man, I'm steady chasing all these dreams I'm making when my mind is racing. It's MAS live from the basement. I'm coming up, yeah, I'm finna make it. The whole world's mine for the taking, and I'll be iconic like my name is Jay. I'm not a part of the game, baby, I made it. I'm the most amazing sound, I am the greatest. My talent is out of this world, we're out of spaces. I don't got time for the haters, I don't got the patience. My rap game really cool, hit the force with the moves. Pull up to the stage, woo! I can show you how I do. You can catch me in a dub, in a space whip, riding with the crew. I see my throne at the top, don't mind if I do.